You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
All right, Brad.
Oh, come in. Why don't you, Jazzer? Don't need to knock or anything.
Cheers, mate. How do you look? How do you look?
Maybe some context before I answer.
You know your mum's taking me out to Milo's tomorrow night with Neil and Susan?
No.
Aye. They're using the money they won on the panto bet to treat us. Except, I need to look the part, if you know what I mean.
Look the part?
Oh, come on, Brad. It's no rocket science. It's Milo's. It's got a Michelin star.
Lucky you.
But do I look like I'm ready for the Michelin star experience?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the point? She'll never like anything I go for.
Maybe a jacket or blazer's a better bet than a jumper, Jazz.
You reckon?
Don't get me wrong. I spend most of my time counting pennies at the student union, so I'm not your best bet for posh restaurant advice, but I reckon jacket, not jumper.
Chelsea's at work still, so she can't help me.
What's Uncle Neil wearing?
I'm not supposed to know.
Can't you ask him?
No, that'll make me look like a right numpty.
Really? It's only Uncle Neil.
Hey, if I buy you a burger and chips, do you fancy coming to Borchester High Street with me?
I'd love to, Jazz, but I'm meeting up with the Film Society and I've got to get this reading done for my assignment before I go.
Why don't you just go with your mum tomorrow instead of me? Save her the disappointment.
I wish I could. Except I'll be finishing my assignment and then heading to the tea room for Amherst's first, drumroll please, pancake eating competition.
You what?
Yeah. Me and Zane, I'm going head to head. Emma flipping freshly made pancakes with the most delicious toppings. Eat as much as you can.
And your competition's that wee Zainab?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
1 month of free breakfast, so long as you're there before 11 o'clock.
A month? Huh. I could eat you and Zainab under the table any time. I reckon I could win this.
Except you've got that date with a Michelin star.
I'm going to phone your ma. I'm sure she could move the dates around.
Good luck with that. Oh, sorry to see it's still quiet.
Yeah, we reduced the prices on the cakes again after 3 o'clock, but if no one's here to see it, don't make any difference.
Is Natasha here?
No, she's gone to pick up the twins. Oh. She said to start getting ready to close early again if it didn't pick up.
This place is really getting her down, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like her, is it? She's banking on tomorrow, getting some more people in, reminding them why they used to like coming.
The pancake eating competition?
Yeah.
Who's competing?
Still just Brad and Zainab at the minute.
Well, if you need me, I can help with making the pancakes.
Oh, thanks, Pat. That would be good, because Natasha will be busy refereeing.
Okay, count me in.
Hey, did you manage to get that petition together?
I did, yes, but it's hard work getting people to sign up.
Really?
Yep. Either they weren't affected, so they don't seem to care, or they're still trying to cope with the damage, so they don't have the time.
You're kidding.
It's so frustrating.
I've emailed Sarah Byron, you know, the MP.
Oh, yeah.
I've made an appointment to see her at her surgery.
Oh, thanks, Emma. Just wish we could find a way to get more people on board. I mean, if they took the time to really understand what's happened and why, and how many times it's happened this year alone, I'm sure they'd be as angry as we are.
Any luck with the newspapers?
Oh, maybe aiming for the Nationals was too much. I approached two. One sent an automatic response and never followed up. The other one I miraculously got through to a human being who said they don't think it's new news. Happens all the time, all over the country. They need a reason to cover this incident in particular, and apparently we don't have one.
Fine, then we'll go local. Borchester Echo?
And the Westbury Courier, perhaps?
Yeah. People round here will have to care. Maybe we need to give them a bit of a scare. Let them know it could be them next time.
I could have got a taxi back from work.
Why? I took your car, so it makes sense I pick you up.
You really need to rest a little, Akram.
I'll rest when I'm dead, as they say.
How's your Rosa going?
Fine. The fasts aren't even that long this year.
Mm. Oh, how was the mosque?
Bit far.
Yeah.
But nice. Small, of course, but nice people.
Great.
I think Adam may have mentioned it once.
Is he okay, Akram?
Yes. He's in his element at the farm. Always has been.
I know, but my little brother is running away.
He's always running away.
He's deciding what to do next, and the only one who can decide is Adel.
So I should keep my nose out?
No. But yes. And I should be thinking about printing some flyers, plumbing services. Mm. I need to check the bike to make sure she's in good nick.
Surely you're going to get a van for work.
Yes, but what about for pleasure?
What does that word mean again?
Ah, Azra. I should take you for a spin, remind you what it means.
Well, on your motorbike, hardly. I used to be clinging on for dear life.
You loved it.
It messed with my hair. Remember those wild days destroying the ozone with a ton of hairspray?
How can I forget?
I'd get on looking like Christine Cagney and get off looking like John Bon Jovi before his makeover.
Happy days. I think it was the bike that made you say yes to my proposal.
You were always on it, as soon as you were old enough.
Before we even knew we'd end up together.
And for the record, it was your jawline that did it, not the bike. Bit saggy now, though.
Achcha! So the kids should be there when we get back?
Yeah, and please have a word with Zainab. She's got a job interview coming up and...
John, I know you're disappointed she didn't go to university this year, but you know what she's like. Everything happens in her own time. No one can push her. She's getting used to living in a new place too. Maybe she's missing Solihull.
I don't think that's it.
Once she realises what a slog it can be in the workplace, she'll reconsider. Trust me. In the meantime, it's good for her to get some work.
But she's got an interview for a job in a pub.
What?
Jazz, are you still here?
What else would I be? What are you all dressed up for?
Well, I told you. Me and some friends have joined the Film Society.
Shame that jacket you're wearing wouldn't fit me.
10 years ago, maybe. Anyway, I was thinking more dinner jacket, not bomber jacket.
Oh, looks good, though. You're looking good. Is there some lassie you should be telling me about?
No. Did you get through to Mum?
Aye.
And?
She wasn't having any. How dare I try and move her on a special date she's arranged just to get some free pancakes, yada yada.
Well, she's got a point.
Oh, don't you start. It's not just about free pancakes, is it? It's free breakfast. Weeks yet. Oh, they must be desperate at the tea room, eh?
Natasha looks like she's about to lose it whenever I've been in. And all of them are tired of the cleaning and trying to make the place smell nice.
Chelsea's said often enough. Go on, away with you.
Oh, come on, Jazzer. It's meant to be a great restaurant. There's not many people whose other half treats them to something like that.
I suppose.
So, when I'm standing with my trophy held high...
Here it comes.
...and belly full of the finest pancakes, a whole month's free brekkie in the palm of my hand...
You should win. Zainab's a tiny wee thing. Be easy.
Looks can be deceiving. And she's fasting, so she'll be well up for filling a gap with pancakes.
You're right. You need a strategy.
Oh, don't worry, Jazz. After I get back tonight, I'm not eating anything until the contest tomorrow evening.
I could see that happening.
What does that mean?
You practically eat 24/7. You're like a wee moose nibbling away. There's no way you'll manage nothing till tomorrow night.
Oh, I will. I've got to get my assignment in tomorrow, so I'm going to get my head down, get it sent, and then emerge victorious.
We'll see about that.
Jealous much?
Cheeky. Go on, have fun.
Later.
You done?
Uh-huh. Oh, I really needed that shower to wake me up.
So, the agents have said the new flooring can't go down tomorrow because it's not dried out completely. Might be delayed till next week.
Can't they get some more dehumidifiers in?
Yeah, I've just messaged them suggesting that.
I can go and turn the heating up.
Hmm.
I got a text today from Imran. He heard I was back.
Oh, that's nice. How is he?
Good. Actually, he wanted us all to go over to theirs for iftari.
Oh, what, tonight?
Yes. We could pick Zainab up on the way to Solihull.
We've got loads of leftovers. And you know what it's like at Imran's. We'll be there all night.
Linda and Robert can have the leftovers, if they like. Or we can all have them tomorrow. Come on. It'll be nice to see our old neighbours. The kids will love it too.
Yeah, I'm just a bit tired after work and fasting.
Which is why I'm driving. Someone else is cooking.
The kids do really love it at Imran's.
So?
Is this about what you said last night?
What?
Going back to Solihull.
Look, cards on the table.
Please.
The house on that Beechwood estate is nice enough. Good garden. nice neighbours by the looks of it. But the agents are dragging their feet. And I can tell Khalil doesn't want to go back to Boo Palace.
Oh, he's not still calling it that.
He is.
Oh.
And what with Zainab thinking of working in a pub?
Yeah, there is that.
Just thinking practically, Solihull is still an alternative. But tonight isn't about any big decisions. Just enjoying being together again.
It's lovely to have you back.
It's lovely to be back. I think Khalil's still out walking, Monty.
Yeah. Yeah, he loves walking that dog after school. Whereas he doesn't love school.
No surprise.
And he's careful about who he opens up to. But he loves the outdoors. He likes going to Henry's farm. Yeah, Henry's our neighbour's boy. You'll meet them all soon enough.
Ah, yes.
And you've seen how he's taken to Linda and Robert.
And their dog.
Yeah.
So, is this you saying we should stay?
I think we were just settling in. And then the whole sewage thing happened. But once you see Ambridge, you know, without all these stresses, well, you might like it. You're a country boy at heart, Akram. Not like me.
Chalo. Let's see.
Emma, this is great.
Oh, well, it's just a social media page, really. It's not too complicated, but it does get the message out there. And I can put a link to the online petition on here and links to the Borsetshire Clean Water Action Group too.
It's great that you've used the photos of the farm immediately after the deluge and during the clean-up.
Yeah. If we can direct people here, I'm sure the images and the information will strike a chord.
Oh, we had a reply from the Echo.
Oh, no, that was just a holding email and out of office. Trouble is, the local paper hardly has any staff these days. I'll keep chasing them.
Sometimes it feels like the entire system needs an overhaul. Like none of the dots are joined up anymore. No one's listening to anyone else. Everyone's an individual in their own silo, trying to make ends meet.
I know. Most people don't care. Oh, what's this?
Oh, it's from Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, Pat, they want us to come in for an interview.
Excellent.
Yeah. On Thursday, this Thursday, at 1:30, that's the lunchtime show. Loads of people will listen to that.
How did they know about us?
Well, Mum had her show on there. She said she'd make a few calls and ask a few people. It must have worked. I know it's not national radio, but still.
Emma, it's fantastic. At least we have an opportunity for our voices to be heard.